Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Great, Mike. How are you?
Great. Happy springtime, and it's great to have you here as we start winding things down. But there's still plenty of stuff going on, thanks to your friends up in the legislature. I know you've sent them cards and letters every week, making sure that they're paying attention to everything that's happening. As Keith reminded us last half hour, there's a great awards ceremony last night. We'll see more of those as this time of year gets rolling as well. But the meeting is tonight, so let's just start there. Anything pressing on the issue button that we need to pay attention to?
Well, this evening we do have a school board meeting, and we're very excited because we'll be recognizing a group that a lot of people have heard about, and that's the group from South who hosts a dance marathon for Riley Hospital. And that is a phenomenal activity for kids. I went over this year, and we had students from all over the area who come and dance all night. Of course, I wasn't there at the end. I was there at the beginning. I have to clarify all of this. But they have a great time. And this year, again, because they do such a phenomenal job, Mr. Joe Doyle, and then we have some students, Caitlin Chang and Cameron Bland, Corbin Andrews, Rex Stillions, were recognized not only with a wagon for Joe Doyle, but also a room for Bloomington South at Riley Hospital because
Cool.
do such a phenomenal job in raising money for kids and families who need it.
And that is a wonderful cause. And as we know, at the university level, they spend tons of time and money raising that. And it's nice to see the kids in town have picked up and made that go, Keith. And again, does it ever hurt to teach kids to help others?
No, and this has been going on, Dr. DeMuth, for years. And the wagon is a way that Riley recognizes people for their long-term contributions. And then naming a room after Bloomington South at
pretty
Riley.
Neat.
That's pretty neat stuff.
Pretty
this
neat
is
stuff.
Good.
It's phenomenal. Every time I go to these activities, I just am in awe of what our students do to support not only each other in our community, but places all over the country. In addition, this evening we'll talk about our teacher evaluation. That's been a 2.5-year process that we've gone through with a number of our teachers and administrators to meet the intent of the law regarding evaluating teachers. And we will begin that process next year, and the final recommendation will come this evening, so we're very excited about getting closure to the process and then actually using the instrument.
Judy, how important has it been that we're one of the last school systems to be going to this, to be able to look and see what other systems have done, where they've done well and where they've made some mistakes?
You know, most of us are very proactive type A individuals, and so in this case, it was really nice to be able to sit back and watch everybody else make the mistakes. And so we were able to learn from others' mistakes and then really try to put something in place that helps our teachers continue the excellent job they do in teaching and grow. So we were fortunate in that we are one of the very last in the state to put this in place, but we've learned a lot from others.
For those that don't know exactly what this all means, you may have heard of this referred to as the teacher merit system, where they decide
they change the name to everything about every 15 minutes, so you can't pay attention to it. So,
but this is mandated by the state. We have to do the evaluation.
No,
the
silly question, Dr. DeMuth, why were we last the party, or why did it take 2.5 years, some people are probably asking.
Okay, so the reason for that is that if you had a collective bargaining agreement with your teachers that expanded a number of years, then you weren't required to move into the new teacher evaluation model. And our teachers took a position that they wanted to continue the collective bargaining agreement and keep it in place. And so that is going to be expiring in August. And so because we will be, again, collectively bargaining with our teachers, then we had to move into the new teacher evaluation model.
We're speaking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of schools of the MCCSC. And Dr. DeMuth, the group that you've put together to do this included Paul Farmer, the head of the teachers' union, administrators and teachers, so that they were involved in doing this. It wasn't just a top-down situation.
No, absolutely not. In fact, there are leaders in this. I mean, they were out with their constituents all over the state, learned a great deal, brought it back to us, and we were really able to learn from their organizations and their people. So we're very fortunate to have those folks. I'd also like to call attention this evening, we're going to be recognizing our inaugural first MCCSE Leads class of 2015, and that was a group of 23 patrons from our community who actually came to us and went through classes, and they learned a lot about the school corporation. Really, they looked at the school corporation from every lens, from what students do to what we do with teachers to the safety pieces, transportation, food service, anything that you can imagine. And I think they feel really good about their learning curve. I was very impressed with the kinds of questions they brought to us, and they were very insightful, and we learned a lot from them, and they learned a lot from us. So we'll be recognizing them, and they've been a fun group and really put a lot of time into learning about the school corporation. So their goal then is to go out, and when there's misinformation, help to correct that, because they've been through all of the different experiences, opportunities, and saw the processes that we have in the school corporation.
Judy, how are these people chosen to begin with?
Well, we actually asked the principals to put out an inquiry with their families and people in the community or in their areas as to who would be interested, and we advertised it on our website, and then we had a number of people apply, and we actually have a waiting list, so we could only choose a certain number of folks, and we tried to keep it at about 25, and we tried to make sure that we got people from all over the school corporation, so in every community. And so we had a really great cross-section of people in terms of occupations, and some had children, others don't. We had some grandmas and grandfathers, people who just had businesses in the area. So again, a great cross-section that brought a lot of wonderful conversation and discussion. And like I said, we learned a lot from them, and hopefully they learned a lot from us.
Judy, one of the things we're going to be talking about tonight at the school board meeting is cultural competency.
Yes.
That's Go ahead and spell that, Keith. Go ahead. You should have seen the look on his face.
He's
trying to spit that out.
Well, do you know what? That's been an emphasis point for us for the last couple of years, and we've continued that journey, particularly with our administrators. So we have a gentleman here who helps us with that diversity and cultural competency. We've actually worked with a consultant out of Indianapolis and really tried to emphasize different strategies, techniques, and learned a lot about different cultures, how to handle different situations, how to be aware of our own likenesses and dislikenesses, and try to work with people and children in a more productive manner, because we all come from a different seat at the table, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so we have to make sure that we're very aware of our biases and that we're able to look much further than our own wall. So,
well, and in the way things are going is we're... The change is continuing. There is no, some people, it's like the email. We're not going back to letters and stamps. Right. It's all there. So it's great that you embrace that change and move forward with it, because that's what it's going to be.
Right. And do you know what? It's very, I think, inspiring to us, because as we walked into this a couple of years ago, we all think, because we work with so many different children and patrons, that we have a lens that is accepting of all, and that we do our very best for each one kind of equally. And I think what we realized was that no matter how hard we want to believe that, or how much we want to believe that, we still have a lot to do and to learn about other cultures and how to work with them and accept them. So this has been an excellent pathway for us, and I think most of our administrators would agree that they've grown tremendously through this.
Judy, before we let you go, Mike asked me earlier if I have a driver. I saw you yesterday at the Rogers dedication, saw you last night at the Bloomington North Senior Projects, and you were at the Scholastic Stars thing last night, too. Lots of things going on to honor our kids and what's going on in the community.
Do you know what? If you're a patron of our community, the months of April and May, there are so many opportunities in the evening after the work time that you can go to really any one of our buildings. We have unbelievable presentations, programs. We're awarding students. It is a fun time in the Monroe County Community School Corporation, because you see students who have put it together all year, and it's really a time to promote them and give them the high regard that they deserve. So I always stand in awe of our community and how they support our kids and our staff members, and April and May are really exciting times for us.
And Dr. DeMuth, if anybody would like to come to the meeting tonight, what time may they do so, and where do they got to go?
Oh, we will be in session at 6 p.m. this evening at 315 East North Drive. All are invited.
My favorite address in town, East North Drive, just south of Bloomington High School South. Get out your compass.
West of this.
Yeah,
north of that,
we'll find it all. Yeah. Hey, we really appreciate your time. We know how busy you are, and we hope to get caught up with you before graduation and all that happens. And have a great Tuesday and have a great meeting.
Thank you so, and Mike, thanks so much for your support and the radio support. We really appreciate
it. It's our pleasure. Thank you. We're part of your community, and you're part of our educating our community. So we're all in this together.
Thank you. Bye now.